From Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 5 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. United States Special Operations Forces have rescued the second crew member of a downed F-15E Strike Eagle jet in Iran. President Donald Trump announced the successful extraction early Sunday. This mission concludes a high-risk operation that began Friday when Iranian forces shot down the two-seat fighter jet. It marked the first American aircraft lost to enemy fire in over 20 years. The rescue of the second airman brings the total recovered personnel to two from this specific incident. Trump described the mission as one of the most daring search and rescue operations in United States history. He stated all forces involved were safe after a heavy firefight near the crash site. The incident occurred 5 weeks into an escalating conflict between Washington and Tehran. While one crew member was located on Friday, a desperate search continued for the second airman throughout Saturday. The downing of this aircraft came shortly after Trump claimed United States forces had completely decimated Iranian military capabilities. The Intercept and NBC News noted the irony as Iran demonstrated its ability to strike back.
President Trump vows further escalation in the Iran war and threatens to bring the nation back to the Stone Age. President Donald Trump delivered a primetime address on Wednesday declaring military objectives are nearing completion. However, he failed to provide a clear exit strategy and instead threatened to escalate strikes on Iranian infrastructure. He warned that if a deal is not reached within the next 2 to 3 weeks, the United States will bring Iran back to the Stone Ages. The president threatened to target bridges and electric power plants, citing a recent strike on the B-1 bridge near Tehran. The address drew sharp criticism from international allies and domestic observers for its lack of clarity regarding the war end game. Trump dismissed concerns about Iran blocking the Strait of Hormuz, a critical global oil shipping lane. He urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern energy to take control of the waterway themselves. Following the speech, global markets reacted with immediate volatility as oil prices surged past $110 a barrel.
Oil prices surge and global markets react as President Trump threatens further destruction of Iranian infrastructure. Markets reacted with immediate volatility following the president's speech on Wednesday night. Oil prices surge past $110 a barrel as traders fear prolonged disruptions to supply through the Strait of Hormuz. Some benchmarks reached over $113 as fears mounted regarding global shipping lanes. The president urged nations dependent on Middle Eastern oil to take control of the strait, a move that prompted the United Kingdom to host talks with over 30 countries. The speech also highlighted a divergence between the United States and Israeli war aims. While the Trump administration suggested the conflict is nearing its end, reports indicate Iran continues to fire missiles at Israel and Gulf states. Iranian officials dismissed Trump's claims of victory, stating key military production sites remain intact. Simultaneously, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a major birthright citizenship case that could reshape immigration law.
The White House names Operation Epic Fury as the ongoing military operation in Iran, while legal scholars raise war crime concerns. The administration has named the ongoing military operation Epic Fury. The president's comments came as United States stocks tumbled, reacting to the lack of clarity regarding the war conclusion. Trump also shifted responsibility for securing the Strait of Hormuz, a critical global shipping lane currently blocked by Iran. The White House has reportedly suggested the United States produces enough oil to sustain itself, a claim that drew skepticism from allies and energy analysts. Critics noted that Trump's timeline for ending the war has shifted repeatedly over the past month. His threats to target civilian infrastructure have raised concerns among international law experts regarding potential war crimes. More than 100 United States-based legal scholars signed an open letter condemning the proposed strikes on bridges and power plants.
President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and replaces her with Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. President Donald Trump fired Attorney General Pam Bondi on Thursday, ending her 14-month tenure. He replaced her with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche in an acting capacity. The dismissal marks the second major cabinet shakeup of Trump's current term, following the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem last month. In a statement on Truth Social, Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend and claimed she had overseen a massive crackdown on crime. She failed to prosecute the president's enemies and mishandled sensitive materials, which became a focal point of controversy. Todd Blanche previously served as Trump's personal defense lawyer during the president's hush money trial in New York. Blanche has long-standing ties to the president and stated he had never heard Trump say the dismissal was related to Epstein files.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.